escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah! Hey, this Monday's moving right along, and I don't have a problem with that. I hope you don't either. It is 8:06, in fact. Your time check brought to you by... Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you know what? I just want to remind our Sky listeners that the Bob Rose Show is now a podcast that you can find anytime on Apple, Spotify, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your pods. Now, you can catch the full episode. You could listen to individual hours or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Bob Rose Show, and hit the follow button, and you'll get every minute of the show your way and on your time. I like a good dog story, don't you? A dog may have saved the lives of a couple who apparently had overdosed when it showed up at a nearby dog park and convinced, of all people, a recovering drug addict to follow it back to an encampment where its owners lay unconscious. What's going on, Lassie? What? There's two people unconscious?
Wow.
What?
That's amazing.
They're doing drugs, and I just happen to be a recovering addict? And you want me to, what? You want me to follow you?
That's more dramatic than Timmy fell down the well again.
Yeah. Again?
Huh. Well...
Gary Thines said he was exercising his own dog at the park in Pittsburgh's North Shore neighborhood last week when another dog approached him. He would just come close enough for me to be just out of arm's reach, and then he would bark, turn around, run a few steps, turn around, bark again. I mean, really.
Wow.
Like trained to do a TV show.
Yeah.
Thines told ABC affiliate WTAE, and it felt like he was trying to get my attention. I get this overwhelming feeling that he wanted me to follow him. You know, there's people that will get that kind of instinct, but it's tough to get a human being to, you know what I mean, to just follow along.
Yeah.
A friend cared for his dog as he followed the canine to a wooded area along a railroad track. Tynes, who revealed himself as 16 months sober as a recovering heroin addict, immediately knew what he was looking at when he had to act quickly. Wow. He led me to a tent encampment. Also featured, this is on YouTube as well. At first, I saw just one gentleman. I tried to get his attention to wake him up, but he wouldn't. He was completely unresponsive. I couldn't even tell if he was breathing or not. And then I turned around and noticed a pair of legs sticking out of the tent. I tried to shake them, and it was a woman who would not respond to me either. So he called 911. In minutes, police and paramedics arrived, transported the pair to the hospital. We are grateful to our public safety partners and the Good Samaritan who were in the area and in a position to help, Pittsburgh Department of Public Safety told People, which also covered the story itself. As of Saturday, the heroic dog was in Stein's care as the couple from their encampment remained in the hospital. There have been no updates on their condition. Facebook post, he said he offered to take the dog home after animal control reported to the scene. He believed the couple in the hospital might not be able to get their dog back if it was sent to the pound. Probably true. Mm-hmm. He gave his number to a social worker who responded, asking to tell the owners that he had the dog and that he would watch the dog for them while they got treatment. Wow.
Nice.
So you think the dog just went to any random stranger? Or do you think the dog had some sort of instincts like, I know my owners are on drugs, you know, and have some sense that this guy would know?
I don't know. That's.
I mean, what are the odds?
I don't know. Kind of crazy, isn't it?
It really is. Look, animals are, they're special.
They're smarter than we give them credit for, that's for sure.
They have these, extra instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we have those instincts too, but we don't tune them in, finally tune them.
Well, I think, I mean, and I won't think of the exact scenario, but I remember seeing scenarios where kids have certain instincts, but they get pushed away as we get older because we're influenced, we're told, that doesn't mean anything, or whatever the case may be. I think we have a lot more than we would if we didn't have those kind of pushed out of our life as we get older.
Yeah. So. As we're conditioned and reconditioned. And yep. Hey, the Senate confirms Jeanine Pirro. She's going to serve as a U.S. attorney for D.C. I didn't realize that there was still a formality to take place.
Cool.
Apparently there was, but it's been taken care of. She voted 50-45. I mean, they voted on her. The Senate did 50-45 to confirm former Judge Jeanine Pirro to serve as a U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. Former Fox News host, previously sworn in as the interim U.S. attorney in D.C. in May. And she was also one of the guests and one of the black tie blue jeans that we had two years ago.
Whenever I think of her, I think of the discussion that we had about, because it was her boots, her cowboy boots that got your attention. It had to do about cowboy boots. So now I think of cowboy boots when I hear her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Very, very nice person.
She's awesome.
And knows her craft, knows the law. And so she will be a good ad there. And you have to wonder, like, you know, the TV gig paid her handsomely.
Mm-hmm.
She had to walk away from that. That's when people do that, that is sacrificing for public service.
Well, you know, isn't that interesting how many Republicans have done that? Walking away from their podcast, their TV gig, their private life, Donald Trump. Compared, and then, they take abuse from the left, and I'm like, man, y'all are just a bunch of mooches. You don't walk away from anything to do public service.
Well, because for a lot of them, that's all they wanted to do.
Yes.
So they're not leaving anything that's been more fruitful, lucrative, easy, whatever.
Good point.
Trump highlighted how Pirro had served as the assistant district attorney for Westchester County in New York. She had served as county judge, district attorney, first woman ever to be elected to those positions. I'm pleased to announce she'd be that's back when she was interim. And she said, I'm blessed to receive Senate confirmation vote this evening of 50-45 to be the United States attorney for the District of Columbia, the largest United States attorney's office in the country. She posted this on X. Thank you to those senators who supported my confirmation. To the rest of you, kiss my ever love. Oh, no, wait. That was. No, that wasn't in there. And some Democrats have criticized Pirro, arguing that she amplified Trump's 2020 election fraud claims. Well, let's see. The Russia, Russia, Russia thing is pretty well documented now. And she was outspoken about that.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was outspoken about that. So
had right to be, apparently.
Yeah, the election fraud claims that were made, well, yeah, we're not done yet.
No.
Senators Dick Turbin and Adam Shifty Shift criticized Pirro being confirmed, labeling her as a rubber stamp for Trump and said it was a sad moment for the Senate and the nation. I mean, you talk about the qualifications of this woman.
Yeah.
They really would, that would be for that position. I don't know that anybody would be more qualified. So I don't know what's sad about it. I guess it's just sad that she happens to be of a similar mind of the president of the United States. Wow. I guess that's a terrible thing.
I think the left really should be more concerned about an auto pin than a rubber stamp.
Yeah.
I think there's a whole lot more serious issues there.
Listen, we need to talk about Jack. You don't know Jack. About Jack Smith. And that's why they're going to do a little investigating.
Ooh.
U.S. Office Special Counsel's open up an investigation into former special counsel. Yeah, who's going to investigate the special counsel? Well, now we know. A special counsel.
That's funny.
To investigate special counsel.
That's special.
Yeah.
He's special.
Who may have unlawfully targeted President Donald Trump. Shocking.
May have.
Okay. That's what it says.
All right. May have. Right.
They have Smith under a microscope regarding the possibility that he violated the Hatch Act, which says government workers are not allowed to take part in certain political activities. Fox News reported on Saturday, noting it received confirmation of the probe from the office and that Smith is not being criminally investigated. Not criminally. The OSC is a government watchdog, operates independently as a federal investigative prosecutorial office. In July, Senator Tom Cotton asked his members to investigate whether Smith, who was the special counsel for former Attorney General Merrick Garland, engaged in unlawful political activity to influence the 2024 presidential election and targeted Trump in doing so. No, they'll look into that. Not criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, people are waiting. We're waiting. When are you going to lock somebody up? We're waiting.
Nah.
We're going to be waiting for a while.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. That'll be the new T-shirt. It'll be all of us MAGAs, like as skeletons, waiting for one slimy dog to get put in prison. And then we'll all be sitting there as skeletons.
Yeah, no perp walks. No.
It is approaching 8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and stick around. We've got plenty more to talk about, including a little Secret Service action for you. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Shape it up to be another awesome day, my friends. Welcome. It is 8:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday. But that's all right, because we're going to make it awesome. We're going to enjoy every day. Every day to the best of our abilities. Isn't that a good attitude?
That's a great
attitude. You like that, Greg?
I like that.
And we also know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe because we are everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Hey, we've been pretty fortunate so far with tropical weather.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not saying our luck's run out, but August does tend to be the very busiest of months when it comes to such things. So we like to keep you up to date with everything that's going on. And so do our friends at Radiant Credit Union. Appreciate their help on this. Now Dexter is a tropical storm. And it's out there in the Atlantic. This doesn't appear to be any kind of a thing that is going to bother us in the Sunshine State. Here's what we've got. Tropical Storm Dexter. You've got winds maximum 45 miles an hour. And you've got movement east-northeast at approximately 12 miles an hour. Given that path, let's say we're going to be somewhere probably north of North Carolina, but just north of that, anywhere into, say, Long Island, anywhere on that little eastern seaboard. If I am prognosticating, and I've done this a few times, I would say that would be the area it's heading toward. Whether it develops further or not remains to be seen. Obviously, the further north you get, the cooler the water. But when I say cooler, not necessarily cool.
That's just a relative term. Kind of like that cold front that we got over the weekend.
Wow.
It's all relative.
That was something else. closer to home now, off of our coast, let's say off of Jacksonville, but it's a much larger area than that, but I'm just trying to give you a reference point. There's a broad area. It's a broad area of low pressure. And it's forecast to develop in a couple of days, a few hundred miles off the coast of the southeastern United States. Some gradual development of this system is possible during the middle or latter portion of the week. It's got about a 30% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. So just because of its proximity, we're going to keep a closer eye on that one. And then there's another one, Disturbance 1.
Ooh.
With a 50% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. Now, this is much, much further out. This is in pretty much the middle of the Atlantic. But again, keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. Tropical weather update brought to you by those fine folks. All right. So we got that covered. And then there's a little drama, little bit of drama going on at Alachua County School Board meeting last week.
Oh, storms there too, huh?
And yeah. And trying to throw people out and everything. The chairman of the Alachua County Republican, the folks there, Tim Marden, he sent a letter to Gainesville City Attorney basically saying, hey, you know, the way this thing went down, especially he called out, he said, be advised, in our judgment, City Commissioner Casey Willits directly contributed to the escalation of tension and hostility toward citizen Jeremy Klepper at a recent school board of Alachua County meeting. And I watched the entirety of what Klepper said, and there was nothing that was so out of bounds that he should be thrown out.
Right. They may not have liked what he said, but, they were screaming and yelling and being called names. And, yeah, they're, like, trying to get him, get the Alachua County Sheriff's Office to throw him out. Of course, then the attorney kind of leans over and says, to the effect, let's not do that.
Yeah, don't. That's don't do not that. A good idea.
Not a
but,
good idea.
But in my mind, at least on the video, I mean, they were asking him to leave, and he was making his way out.
And he had stopped. He was already done talking when they said that. It's like, he's done already. Just move on. I mean, they literally stopped the next person in line so they could attempt to throw him out.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was already done speaking, and he wasn't inciting any kind of a riot.
Right.
The way he was talking, it was mostly matter of fact, straightforward, well said,
yeah,
in fact.
I'd love to know the technicality, because our friend Chris Wagner, who trained law enforcement in this community for a lot of years and knows a lot about that, did a great post on Facebook, it's worth looking up, where he's telling, you know, basically law enforcement, look, the board is not your boss.
Right.
They don't just get to randomly decide someone needs to leave because they don't like what they said.
Right.
But he did a great write-up on that, and I think it's worth looking up.
Yeah. All right. Well, the whole thing, I think, it was rather embarrassing. And
but this board seems to like to draw fire, don't they?
Yes. And, you know, and hopefully, you know, the people in the community will continue to be passionate about these things, and they will help to maybe get some good, better, appropriate choices when, you know, school board seats are up for election again. Mm-hmm. I mean, love to see much more community involvement. And this, it's sad that it takes a stupid statement about Hulk Hogan being MAGA and all that. It's a shame that's what it takes. But, hey, keep that fire burning and, you know, clean house when you get a chance. Right? It is approaching 8:29 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, let me get to the Secret Service story. I'll do it next on 97.3 The Sky.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Wow, what's old Gary Busey been up to? I'll tell you in a minute here. It's 8:34. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Secret Service denied the renewal of former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle's security clearance. Don't need it. You don't need it.
No, you don't get it.
A year after she resigned in July 24, after facing criticism from lawmakers regarding the agency failing to prevent an attempted assassination on former president, I guess at the time he was former President Donald Trump.
Right.
Yes. Secret Service Director Sean Curran, serving under the Trump administration, decided that not all former directors should be able to have their security clearances renewed. Decision to not renew Cheadle's security clearance also comes as Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican out of Wisconsin, argued that Cheadle should not have her security clearance renewed in the aftermath of that failure. And he said Johnson told the outlet that he saw no reason that security clearance should be reinstated. Following the security debacle in Butler, the former director of the United States Secret Service made the right decision to resign, according to Ron Johnson. So, yeah, not a lot of great decisions made by that director, but one of her best was deciding to resign. So, yeah, and they've got a lot of issues they're going to have to weed through, but it's just absolutely that whole operation was absolutely a mess. All right. Cheadle had previously admitted in an interview with ABC News after the assassination attempt on Trump that agents had not been put on the roof that Crooks, the shooter, had been on due to the safety factor of having agents on a sloped roof, which you got to do better than that. That roof was not, there was hardly any pitch to it at all. I'm not saying it was a flat roof, but there wasn't much of a pitch. And that a safety factor. It might be dangerous to have somebody up on the roof. It's just inept. Unbelievable. A Secret Service spokesman explained to the outlet the purpose of renewing the security clearance for former directors is so the agency can maintain formal and protected communication. Added that while Curran has been building a dynamic team of knowledgeable advisors, modernizing the intelligence apparatus within the agency, he also determined that not all former directors need to have their clearances renewed. A lot of these people, why would they need to have those clearances? Look, she was probably never really... should have never really had that job if we're having an honest conversation. So there's no reason for her to have that kind of clearance. Unnecessary. What's Gary Busey been up to? You know, he's 81 years old now.
Yeah, he's still crazy.
And I was going to say he looks a little older, but still he looks just as crazy as he ever did. And but he's kind of a lovable little rascal, or so we thought.
He's a rascal, all right.
Yeah, and maybe now? Trying to be a little too lovable when it's inappropriate.
Uh-oh.
Well, apparently he was on one of those Comic-Con things or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And they usually do, like, autograph sessions and stuff like that. And there were some allegations against, you know, him that he had groped a couple of these female fans during a photo op. And this was Monster Mania Con. It was a Doubletree in Camden, New Jersey. This was back in August of 2022.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, here's what's interesting, okay? But he denied. No, nothing happened there. There was no inappropriate touching, whatever. But then when he went to court, he pleaded guilty.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He entered a plea guilty to one count of fourth-degree criminal sexual contact. Wow. He denied it initially. And then as the judge was questioning him, he admitted, he said this.
Uh-huh.
He said it was not an accidental touching. In other words, it sounded like the judge was maybe, you know, trying to give him an opportunity to clarify a little bit. But I didn't touch him accidentally. And that is interesting. Prosecutors will dismiss the remaining charges against him. And he faces 1 to 5 years of probation. It'll just be probation.
Good.
And must pay fines. And he'll be sentenced soon, I guess. But during the court appearance, which was just this past Thursday, his attorney, Blair Zwillman, argued the indictment should be dismissed, claiming that police failed to question certain witnesses, which made their investigation faulty. However, the judge confirmed that witness statements were properly presented to the grand jury. And Busey's reps did not immediately respond to New York Post request for comment. But that is interesting. And then apparently he's had some issues. He had been caught dropping his pants in public several times in recent years, with his rep once explaining that, well, perhaps he just needed to relieve himself.
Okay.
Now, look, some people have these odd personality traits.
That's a good way to put it for him.
That sometimes age makes those traits come out worse. And
they're even less filtered with time.
Yeah, I guess less filtered and not thinking as clearly to kind of self edit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about it before the action kind of thing. Yeah, so there's that. FBI Director Kash Patel challenged news media to own who is really lying about his discovery of a stash of classified documents connected to the Trump-Russia collusion narrative weaponized against Donald Trump in his first term. The director's comments came in the wake of the recent reports that the burn bags, remember those, the burn bags, filled with thousands of documents dating back to the Trump-Russia probe, were discovered in a room in FBI headquarters. Posting on X Saturday, the director, Kash Patel, evoked his role as senior counsel for the White House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence during the first Trump term and wrote, in 2017/18, I proved the Steele dossier was fictitious intelligence, weaponized by corrupt FBI officials to deceive a federal judge and unlawfully spy on them, then presidential candidate Trump's campaign, all paid for by his opponent. The media called me a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Patel continued, now I'm the FBI director. We just uncovered burn bags and rooms filled with hidden Russiagate files, including the Durham Annex, and declassified them. Once again, I release the prior FBI's own documents and expose the truth. The same media is calling me a liar again. Then came the challenge, with Patel writing, maybe this FBI will release more documents directly from FBI headquarters so we can see who is lying. Wouldn't want to deprive the fake news of more bogus Pulitzers. Yep.
You know, that is a good point. They have gotten Pulitzer Prizes for false story, false yep. narratives, and then they get discovered, and they never seem to give them back.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems a little wrong.
It's the Nobel Peace Prize, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's all wacky.
Yeah.
Sources told Fox News that top intelligence and national security officials are now overseeing the declassification of the Durham Annex. The materials will be sent to Senator Chuck Grassley, and we'll see what that leads to. And again, will it lead to handcuffs, perp walk, jail time?
The answer is always no.
Chances are better that I will just randomly pick up an already scratched off lottery ticket and win $1 million. Not likely.
I agree with that. I think the odds are better at that. For sure.
We played.
Yes.
We like to do that. We go to visit stuff, friends, bring some scratch offs.
Oh, okay.
And hope that somebody, wins
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
A 20 and a 10 winner.
Oh.
Out of six $10 cards.
Oh. So not a great return on investment.
We didn't lose everything, is what I like to say.
So you say there's a chance.
There was a shirt on my back for a while.
Yeah.
Never spend more than you can afford to lose.
That's true.
Although, could have found better uses for
that
money. But it's not always my call. But no, I went along with it.
That's cool.
Once in a while, you know, don't make a habit of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can't read it if you keep moving it around. Never miss a minute of the show. See, you would have missed that.
Uh-huh.
Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app and hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, another awesome day, my friends. Yeah, I know it's Monday, but we're going to make it great right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:49 right now, 11 minutes till 9 o'clock. And you think our school board, you got some issues there? And certainly there were some fireworks last week, the Alachua County School Board meeting. And it even prompted letter writing by Tim Martin from the Alachua County Republicans. And we'll get back into that. We've shared that story a couple times this morning, but we'll touch on it again. And then also, a Washington, D.C. Now, this is suburban D.C., okay? This isn't right in the heart of D.C. This is suburban D.C. School superintendent. Artie knocking down. Michelle Reed runs the Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia. Artie earns $424,000, gets a $12,000 annual car allowance under a four-year contract renewed by, of course, the all-Democrat school board. Well, you know, that's not enough, apparently. And she wants a bodyguard. A bodyguard. Now, you want a bodyguard, you get yourself a bodyguard. No. She wants a bodyguard. She wants the taxpayers to pay for it. Okay. According to Fox, a job posted online recruitment platform shows the public school superintendent listed a job for, quote, an executive protection agent, unquote. Executive protection agent who will work out of the district's headquarters in Falls Church, Virginia. The pay scale for the bodyguard is advertised between $84,500 and nearly $144,000, which, by the way, exceeds the starting salary of $58,000 that a new teacher receives there. Exceeds it, pretty much doubles it.
Wow.
Yeah, and but you got to have a bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
The executive protection agent is responsible for ensuring the personal safety, security, and operational continuity of the division superintendent across school campuses, public events, official travel, and private residences. It also notes must be available for irregular hours, including early mornings, evenings, weekends, holidays, travel, extended on-call duty. Helps if the person resembles Kevin Costner of about 30 years ago.
Hey, if you're making 400 grand, do you really need a car allowance on top of that? I'm sure we could probably send Doge in and whittle that 400 down to a reasonable amount for the job, considering 400 is also the base salary of the President of the United States. And maybe then let your benefit be your bodyguard if you want. But I think we need to do a little whittling here and there first.
Yeah. Well, look, it's she was, offered the job by an all-Democrat school board. And
shocking.
You know, she made these, demands. And who knows, maybe she had more demands, but that's at least what she's getting. Could be a country club, invite in there. So I don't know. Look, you get whatever you can get. Here's the problem. When you work for the taxpayers, see, there's nobody there. There's nobody that is their money. Like, you know, when you go to corporate and you go, I'm applying for a job and here's what I want. And they go, yeah, okay, we'll see, blah, blah, blah. You go back and forth. But they're looking at the bottom line. They have to make a profit. Whereas school systems, yeah, not so much. So anyway, yeah, living in that area, the cost of living is a little higher. That does seem to be a little excessive. And I don't know what the salary range is for that position. And maybe that's not completely out of the boundaries. But, yeah, like Greg said, you had $12,000 car allowance. I mean, you got get yourself a pretty nice car. You know, get yourself a lease job for $1,000 a month. You can get something pretty pretty nice.
Yeah. I've never had a $1,000 car payment.
No. Most of us, if it's not included in the deal.
No.
No. But anyway, yeah. So you want a, I don't know if there's a history of her life being threatened or other issues that prompted that, or it's just, hey, you know, thought I'd ask and see. Okay. You could hire two teachers easily for the salary requirements of a bodyguard.
Yes.
But,
Yep.
Okay.
I've seen that. Yes.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who led the push for more than 20 years, confirmed the move on Saturday that he was making sure that it was completely banned mercury in vaccines. It's a neurotoxin, and it's not good for you. And yet it has been, in fact, just recently, still a mercury-based preservative found in flu shots that are given to children and pregnant women. Thimerosal. And it's been around for a long time. I really thought that had been eliminated, I thought, about 10 years ago. I thought it was gone. But apparently not. Well, it really, really will be now, I hope. He said, I'm proud to finally deliver a long overdue promise protecting our most vulnerable from unnecessary mercury exposure. This thimerosal is a compound whose main ingredient is ethyl mercury. It's been used for decades as a preservative in multi-dose vaccine vials. According to Kennedy, the CDC shockingly continued to permit its use in flu shots given to pregnant women and children, despite overwhelming evidence of its neurotoxicity. Even the CDC and others, they knew it, and they allowed this to continue. That is wow. That's frightening.
Oh yeah,
right. Uh-oh, Trump says you're fired.
What?
Yep, he said he ordered the dismissal Friday of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics hours after the Economic Data Collection Agency released a report showing unemployment ticked up last month, and now former BLS Commissioner Erica McIntyre An appointee from Joe Biden triggered Trump's fury after agency announced lower than expected employment gains in July, revised the numbers for May and June downward. So we'll get into that a little bit further coming up in the next hour on the Bob Rose Show. The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. You are listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.